The calling cards in themselves aren't particularly significant. They're little pieces of paper. What is significant is the kind of social interaction that the cards represent. And they stood for a way that people made contact with each other when they didn't know each other particularly well, or when they knew each other well but were trying to express certain feelings in specific situations, whether it would be coming to parties or thanking people for something or expressing the intention to see someone in the future. That's what you would think of as rather casual calling, but there was also political calling, which was done for reasons of, people today make calls to their congressmen if they're trying to elicit votes. Calling had some of that in the years before the telephone made it possible to create an easier way for doing this. Calling for women became a real burden in the early 19th century, and Elizabeth Monroe refused to act as what she called the welcome wagon, which meant she refused to make first calls on newcomers, other congressmen's wives or congressmen themselves. There was a big flap about this the Monroes and John Quincy Adams had to take care of, and they eventually decided that the official protocol for calling would be that the wives would return calls but would not make first calls. This people were making as many as 15 to 30 calls per day. And this meant getting dressed, getting into a carriage, stopping at the door, presenting your card, and then perhaps dealing with this business of turning one corner up to indicate why you were there and so forth. But basically just presenting a card. Maybe having a few words with the people who were at the house, but then getting right on to the next part of your routine, the next person on the list who was to be covered that day, just like making a series of telephone calls.